You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities say a juvenile was arrested on Thursday after being accused of making potential threats to area schools. According to the New Richmond Police Department, authorities learned of the threats at around 4:30 a.m. on Thursday. Within an hour, they located the juvenile suspect who allegedly made the threats and took them into custody. Officials say the threats were not made in a public forum and no other potential suspects have been identified. They have not released any additional details about the incident. A long-delayed project in Duluth is finally nearing completion. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Twin Ports Interchange project is expected to be completed this fall. The project had seen a year-long delay beginning in 2023 when construction crews discovered indigenous remains at the site. The $435 million project is meant to improve roadway safety at the I-35, I-535, and Highway 53 interchange. DOT officials expect the project to wrap up with Highway 53 open in both directions in October. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. The City of Rice Lake has announced the oil recycling station on West Allen Street will be closed. The City Council considered the future of the site this week and determined that the cost of relocating it was about twice as expensive as simply closing it. Officials say the oil recycling station was one of the largest in Wisconsin by volume and often had trouble with spills or people dumping chemicals they shouldn't. The city eventually decided to close the site and redirect residents looking to recycle their oil to the Barron County Waste Oil Collection Facility. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. Early in-person voting is officially underway in Wisconsin for the April 1st election. From now until March 30th, residents will be able to cast their ballots for the critical state Supreme Court and state superintendent elections. The April ballot will also feature a statewide referendum on whether a voter ID requirement should be added to the state constitution, as well as a number of local races and school referendums. Residents should check with their local clerk for information on when and where in-person early voting is available to them. A Spooner man is now facing charges after a shoplifting investigation led to law enforcement authorities discovering another warrant out for his arrest. According to court documents, 28-year-old Levi Jacobson was accused of stealing food items from a grocery store in Spooner and was soon after located on a nearby trail by authorities. When the responding officer discovered Jacobson had an outstanding warrant for his arrest, he allegedly became combative and made multiple threats to the life of the officer while being taken into custody. With the permanent closure of Northland College approaching, a program that provided hundreds of meals for seniors in partnership with the school will also cease operations. Chartwell's Dining Services had been operating out of the school, providing meals for seniors in Ashland and Bayfield counties. In addition to meal deliveries, the organization also used the school to host seniors for lunch services. Officials from both counties say they're now scrambling to find another option for providing meals for seniors, which is required under state law. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through their income tax forms. According to a press release, Wisconsinites can make a donation to the DNR's Endangered Resources Fund on their tax forms, with the donations being matched and going directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or seeing population decline. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley and her challenger Brittany Kinzer will both participate in a candidate forum this week ahead of the April 1st election. The virtual forum will be held online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday and could be the only live forum to feature both candidates for the position. A link to the live forum is available online and a full recording will be available afterwards. The forum will be moderated by Dr. Kevin Lawrence Henry Jr., an associate professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet. Such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on Five Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 30th. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a winter storm that's going to bring some heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday afternoon. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation with strong 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts creating blowing snow into Wednesday evening. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.